A day in the life of a care worker facing privatisation. I'm a care worker at Bromley Council, South London, providing a service for the most vulnerable adults in the borough. Having done this job for years, I have come to never expect thanks from the council. Instead, I take great satisfaction from doing my job. But now, I face being handed over to a private company, and all the uncertainty that comes with that. On a typical day, I enter at 8:30 a.m. for the team briefing. This is a forum for issues with service users, along with general smooth running of the service. I expect once a private company takes over, this will become a thing of the past. Time means money. Once a week, I and a colleague take out 6 service users to nearby Bexley Heath via minibus. They play 10-pin bowling, have lunch and look around the shops. Will a private company still allow this kind of trip? Around 9:30, I gather everyone, make sure they have their coats, have been to the toilet, and get onto the minibus safely. I ensure everyone is seat belted. My colleague drives, while I keep a watchful eye on the service users. Once at the bowling center, we assist with a ramp for those with more complex needs who cannot bowl themselves. Then sometimes our group likes to visit the supermarket to buy a snack before lunch. Most can eat without help, but 2 have their food cut up. After lunch, they enjoy looking around the local shops. Their favorites are the pound stores, where they buy sweets and chocolates. However, we try to promote healthy eating. By 2:45 p.m. we head back to the minibus, to arrive back around 3:15. We help our people off the bus, and take those who need it to the toilet. We wait for borough transport to collect them anytime up to 4:27, or beyond if running late. Other activities include lunch clubs, baking, arts and crafts, mobility exercises, pottery, an older person's group, hygiene, bingo, music, computing, photography and sensory exercises. These activities are so important. Relatives want to know that when their loved ones are in our care, they are not just plonked in front of the television. So far, we have been told very little about certitude, who the council wants to hand the service over to. We are told that this is due to commercial sensitivity. But what about the sensitivity of the people we care for? That is why I have been taking strike action. I want to protect the service for those I care for.